Gordon Jackson and John Stride in Tunes of Glory by James Kennaway, adapted by B.C. Cummins.
Could you shut that window, Angus? It's putting the fire out.
You Scotch.
Scots, Mr. Riddick. We Scots.
Sit down here and finish this game of chess.
Very well, Tom. I will. Now, let's see what you've been up to with that bishop.
She won't come tonight.
Now who's using tactics?
You impudent man. Get on with the game.
I refer to the commanding officer's daughter, Moray, who has been seen around the barracks rather a lot recently.
Well, as pipe major, you would know more about that than me.
She's evidently attracted by musicians.
She won't come up tonight. Not with her father having a party and all, and her lover providing that noise for said party.
Good heavens, man. It was a game of chess we were trying to have.
Yes, checkmate.
Bad luck, Tom, but you are improving.
What do you mean, improving? Why do you expect me to concentrate with that bloody row going on? Squealing and squawking like stuck pigs.
I find the pipes very stimulating myself. York and his tunes of glory.
Tunes of glory. It's not even music. What do you mean, Sir Major Riddick?
Oh, hello, sir. Guardroom here. Is Pipe Major McLean with you?
Hang on. It's for you. It's the guardroom. I'm going to put the television on.
Pipe Major McLean here?
Sergeant Finney here, sir. It's Morag Sinclair. She's just come through. Should I ring the officer's messer and speak to Major Sinclair?
No. Sergeant Finney, I'm coming right down.
Well done, my baby. No so bad. If anyone asks you, you can tell them that Jock Sinclair says that as pipers are no bad.
Sir?
Lieutenant McKinnon. Colonel? For God's sake, boy, smoke that bloody cigarette like a man. Stop puffing at it like a ruddy debutant. Smoke it, laddie, smoke it. Go on, laddie, draw it in. Draw it in. My God, I knew we had officers who'd never put it in. I didn't know we had one who can't even draw it in either. Now, you pipers, you're no so bad. You can have a drink through in the pantry, a wee break.
Colonel, this way, piper.
Waiter,
yeah.
Bring me one hell of a whiskey, and I'll be making a speech.
Oh, Christ. He's a bloody terror, that's what he is. Falling at an officer in front of us.
He's a great man.
Oh, tell the Jock Sinclair that you're no bad. No bad indeed.
That's high praise from him, Piper.
Oh, he's a bloody terror, that's what he is. I'm telling you, Corporal. Hey, is it right? He was a piper.
Aye. And he could be pipe major if he wanted. Man, you should hear him on the Pibrochs.
You know a lot about him. He, friend of the family or something?
I know, because I heard him on the wireless.
Aye, well, I'm no a corporal, so I never get to hear the wireless. Hey, is it right when you're a sergeant you get the TV?
I'm no a sergeant, so I can't say. Well, I'm just off for a wee while.
Is it a rendezvous, Corporal? You'll no be getting the TV that way, Corporal, I'm feeling you.
Tom Finney?
Yes, Pipe Major.
Oh, you look pretty snug in there.
Hey, fancy a quick game of chess, Angus?
Maybe. Now, which way was young Morag Sinclair headed?
Up through the barrack square, behind the officer's mess.
Aye, well, I think I'll just take a wander up there.
I did ask her if she wanted me to let her father know, Angus, but...
Don't fuss yourself, Sergeant. She's probably way off up at my place, Mrs. McLean. I'll be back for that game of chess.
It's no good, Morag. The officers are settling in.
You're not get away, Ian.
Oh, you know what your father is. I'll be piping all night.
Will I wait?
No, no, you can't stay here. Hey, was it all right about last night? I mean, you being late and everything.
Yes, he was late himself.
Morag, I'm not scared. I'll tell him myself. Would it not be better than hiding in corners like this all the time?
He'd never let me out the house, Ian. Oh, who's that coming?
Corporal!
What about tomorrow?
Aye, tomorrow. Yeah, there's someone coming across the barrack square.
Corporal, are you coming?
See you tomorrow.
Aye, tomorrow.
Miss Sinclair.
Who is it?
It's me, Pipe Major McLean.
Oh, good evening, Pipey.
Miss Sinclair, a barracks is a very small place. A village, really. Oh, it's not the first time you've been in here at night. I know that. If your father knew...
You've no right to talk to me like that.
I'm only trying...
Have you? Have you any right?
Miss Sinclair, I wasn't talking as Pipe Major. I didn't mean...
And I didn't mean to be rude, Mr. McLean. I'm sorry. Good night.
Well, this is turning into more than the normal mess party, wouldn't you say, Dusty, old boy?
I'd say so, Charlie.
Waiter, get me another hell of a whiskey. Gentlemen, I have news for you. All of you, you ignorant men, news that will affect you all. Tomorrow, there's a new colonel coming. And he'll be taking over the battalion. You hear me now?
Oh, come on, Jock. You're pulling our legs, old boy.
I'm no pulling anything, old boy.
That's it. A joke, isn't it, Jock?
What's his name, Jock?
Basil Barrow.
Oh, Major Barrow? Oh, I remember him. He's lectured at Sandhurst. A bit of a stickler for detail, but he's a marvelous lecturer. He was out east and he's an expert on special, Well, he's really quite all right.
I can't...
No, he's frightfully right upstairs.
He was a great success as a lecturer. Quite a turn with the cadets. Colonel Barrow, Eton and Oxford. Joined the regiment in 1933. He was only with it a year or two before being posted on special duty. He has some languages, so it seems. And it's as McKinnon says, he is bright upstairs. I know all about him, you see that. Well, he's to command the battalion. And I'll have another glass of whiskey.
And, what about you, Jock?
Aye, and what about me, the adjutant asked. Loyal Jimmy, what about me, China?
Are you staying on?
Unless you've got a mind to get rid of me, Jimmy.
I thought there might be a chance of it.
Staying on as second in command, you mean?
So it may please you, Mr. McKinnon.
Oh, I'm glad you're not leaving us, sir.
Thank you, Mr. McKinnon. And Mr. McKinnon?
Yes, sir?
No sirs in the mess. Christian names except me, and I'm Colonel. I call you just what I feel like. Understand?
Yes, Colonel.
Yes, Colonel. Now, gentlemen, this is Jock's last supper, and there'll be a round of drinks on Jock. Even one for Mr. McKinnon. Waiter, whiskey for the gentlemen who like it, and for the gentlemen who don't like it, whiskey. Well, we have the pipers back, Charlie Scott.
Your night, old boy.
Aye, my night, old boy, old boy. Well, I say we'll have the pipers back. Waiter, call the pipers.
Just a minute, sir.
Just, sir. Just self, laddie. That's all you need to see.
Sir?
Aye, Charlie, we fought a war together, did we not?
Sure, Jock.
And you'll have a tune, and I'll have a tune, and Dusty will have a tune, and I'll have a tune. Why did you shave your moustache off, Charlie?
You know, really? Razor slipped, I suppose.
Oh, I love you, Major Charlie Scott. You're not a great talker right enough, but you're a lovely man. Are you sober?
Colonel?
You bloody well better be, and that's a fact. You're no here to get sick drunk the same as the rest of us. Now, listen, my babies, listen. We are going to dance some reels. Let's move all the furniture up this way. Uncle Fraser, come here. Up. We'll dance to meet them. Waiter, put a bottle of whiskey down here in the mantelpiece. Each dancer must take a swig. Now, we need some fast ones.
I'm afraid you're going to lose that rook, Sergeant.
It's talking me out of the game, you are. They're away now, Angus. The reels.
Pay attention here. Check.
Who the devil's that?
Colonel Barrow's cop?
Aye, pass.
Colonel Barrow? He's no due until tomorrow.
Call the officer's mess straight away. Tell him he's on his way up.
Oh, you missed the whiskey, Captain. Well done, Jimmy. I'll show you how to do the real fun.
Lieutenant, answer that phone,
Sounds like a bit of a party, sir.
Take my things up to my quarters, Corporal, and report to the transport area tomorrow.
Colonel? Sorry, I can't hear. What? Oh, right. Christ. I mean, thank you.
Colonel?
Yes! What is it? Get back to your proper place, lad.
The Colonel's here.
Of course I'm here, you drunk lad.
Colonel Barrow is at the door.
But gentlemen, it is no use for them all.
Are you all right, John?
Of course I'm all right. Piper!
Piper!
That's enough, you hear?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Barrow.
Oh, dear, dusty old boy, and Jock doing up his fly button.
Good evening. I'm Jock Sinclair, acting colonel.
I've heard a great deal about you.
Oh, look at those shoes. McKinnon, is it the same one?
Yes, that's the man.
Is your body
looks Halloween? Like a assassin after me.
Dusty old boy, I think there are going to be some changes around here.
Oh, there'll be changes, all right.
How do you do?
And this is Major Charlie Scott, my second in command.
Colonel?
How do you do?
Major Dusty Miller, C Company.
How do you do?
Sir.
Captain Jimmy Kearns, my adjutant.
Colonel, how do you do?
And there are far too many damn subalterns to introduce now, so that's the most of them.
How do you do?
Very good, sir.
As McKinnon, isn't it?
Colonel?
And now, Colonel, may we have your permission to resume the dance that was interrupted?
Oh, for heaven's sake, please. I'm not here officially until tomorrow.
Very well. Carry on, Pipes. Hey, Charlie, we best break off and move into the dining room.
Bye-bye!
Waiter, close the door, man.
Sir? Now, Colonel, what will it be? Straight or with water?
Just a soft drink, please. Anything will do.
Not a whiskey?
Not a whiskey.
But we all drink whiskey in this battalion.
Yes, I remember that, but whiskey doesn't agree with me, I'm afraid.
A lemonade for Colonel Barrow and a whiskey for me to start myself.
Sir?
This is my farewell party, folks. You will carry on like this every night. 5.5 years is a long time to command a battalion, and then I die. So you found your way here already?
Oh, yes. I have been here before, you know.
When was that?
I came as a subaltern.
From Sandhurst?
From Oxford, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so you came from Oxford? Thank you, so you came in that way, with an Oxford degree.
For what it was worth.
Well, I came in the other way. Sucky Hole Street, Barlinny Jail, and the band. I was a boy piper.
Barlinny Jail?
Just the cooler. Rangers and Celtic night, 1933.
It sounds a much better training. Cheers.
Good luck. Ah, it'll be a long time since you were with the battalion, I'm thinking.
Indeed. I feel quite a new boy. It's some time since I've been with any battalion. I've been sitting behind a desk for some years now.
One of the lads said you used to teach at Sandhurst.
That would be McKinnon, I expect.
Aye, you're right now. And what was it you did before Sandhurst?
I don't think I did, sir.
You didn't?
Like you, Sinclair, I was in jail.
Oh, you mean prisoner of war camp, eh? Oh, that's hardly the same thing.
No. No, it isn't. But I would have preferred Barlinny Jail. Good night, Major Scott.
Carol.
Good
night, Major Scott. Bloody college boy.
Relax, old boy.
So that's Colonel Basil Barrow from Headquarters Casting Department. Waiter, bring a bottle in here for me and my friend Major Scott. And we'll throw away the talk, eh, Charlie?
It's your night, old boy.
bottle's half empty.
Nonsense, old boy. It's half full.
Charlie, have I been such a bad colonel, have I?
Never known a better.
Ach, man, so you're fibbing. I asked a simple question.
Honest to God, old boy. Why, in the war, old boy, there wasn't a single...
Oh, boy.
Well, you asked me, and I told you. God's sake, chap.
Do you really think I did all right, chap?
Sure.
Oh, it's no right. Do you nuts them from Alamein to Casino, from Dover to Berlin, just to get some spry wee gent put in over your head at the end? It's no fair, it isn't.
But he's here now. The new boy, he calls himself. All in his mufti.
I fancy the poor lad, he's got tabs in place of tits.
Pass the bottle, there's a good chum.
Thanks.
Do you think we could dispense with the glasses?
Aye, never mind the glasses. If anyone's got the right to get food tonight, it's Jock Sinclair and his friend Charlie Scott. Did you hear what he said about the whiskey? He doesn't drink it, does he?
Poor devil.
There's no right blowing in here like that without warning. It was bad form, that's what it was. And whatever way you look at it, they'd no right to put him above me. It makes me angry, Charlie. It makes me bloody angry. Who's that through there?
Who's that through there?
Okay. Who is it?
Corporal Fraser, Colonel.
What the hell are you doing here at this time of night?
Waiting, sir.
Waiting? Who for?
You, sir. You told me to wait.
They don't know. And you've been waiting. And cussing, and binding, and swearing. Oh, man. No, I've been a piper myself.
Sir.
Has it messed up your sex life, eh, Corporal? Got a bent in the town, have you? Have we kept you away from her, eh?
Evening, Corporal. Excuse me if I don't stand up.
Major Scott?
Have you got a piece of cherry cake tucked away down in the terraces, eh, Corporal? Well, Corporal, have you got a tongue in your head?
Sir.
Have you got a lassie?
Sir.
Oh, is that no dandy, Charlie? The Corporal's got a bent.
Good for the Corporal.
No, Major. You should say good for the lassie. It's no every lassie that catches a Corporal Piper knows no. Is she bonny, Corporal?
I think so, sir.
I think so, he says. You hear that? Tell me, Corporal, are your intentions strictly honorable?
Aye, indeed, sir.
Then you're a bloody fool, Corporal. That's what you are. You're far too young for that. You leave honorable intentions for fathers like me. It's a father's worry, anyway.
I say, old chum, it is late.
Are you feeling, you miserable man? Are the lights going out all over, Charlie?
And all over the barracks. It's way after one, old boy.
Is that so, old boy? Is that so? Here, Corporal, you see before you the body of a major and the ghost of a colonel. They instruct you to dismiss.
Sir, to some of us, sir, you will always be the colonel.
Did you hear that, Charlie? No, he did not. Corporal Fraser, the penalty for mutiny is death. Don't tempt me there. Dismiss.
What's going on?
I'm thinking, when I was talking to the corporal there, it's the pipe major I should have been. Oh, and I'd have been good, so I would. But that was no the way of it. Hitler saw to that, and Rommel. One desert night and a finger pointed deep the other way. But this is my battalion. I have acted colonel, and by this hand, Charlie boy, I bloody well will be colonel, so I will.
Oh, you bastard. You lovely bastard. Oh, Morag, I'll never finish all this porridge.
You look as if you need it. Late night.
Late? Well, late-ish. I had to stay up to keep the others company. It was blowing a blizzard walking home from the barracks. In fact, it's none too warm in here either.
You're a bad man.
I am a bad man. Oh, do I have to eat all this?
Well, and what's he like?
Who?
Your new colonel, of course.
How the hell do you know he's alive?
Nobody told me.
Aye, someone told you. Was there anyone here last night? Someone from the barracks?
Nobody was here, Father. Oh, you're that suspicious.
Did you go there, then? Did you? I've told you before.
Oh, Father, let's not go over that again.
You'll no go near the barracks without ringing me first. You hear me? There's only one sort of girl seen hanging about the barracks.
Father, I'm not a child.
That's just what I'm saying.
I'll go where I want, when I want, and with whom I want.
You go where you're told just yet a while. You may think you know.
And where are you all the other late nights? Tell me that. Round at the theatre with Miss Mary Titterington, that's it, isn't it? The commanding officer and the ex-star.
I'll no have that.
Well, leave me alone.
I will not have impertinence from you now. Just you listen to me.
I won't. I'll not listen. I won't.
Oh, lassie. Lassie, maybe it's this new colonel that's getting me on edge. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Oh, but each one as bad as the other.
Morag, I only make the rules to help you, but you've got to keep them.
Yes, Father. Hadn't you better be going?
Aye. And that's the fact. Where's my greatcoat?
Ah, here it is.
What's he like, Father? Really?
Barrow? Oh, he's a wee man.
Father, it had to be.
Oh, look at the button missing. I just said he was a wee man.
It had to be.
Actually, I'm all with you. It need never have been. But it's my belief he'll no be CEO for very long. Where's my bonnet? Ah.
Father, you'll not do a stupid thing, will you?
Oh, for Pete's sake, lassie, do you expect me to hang out a flag for him? Cheery bye, little one.
Which company is this, Major Sinclair?
Oh, this is Dusty Miller, sir. C Company. Jimmy and I usually wander round and see the companies in the morning.
According to the timetable, they were due to finish the assault course at 10 o'clock. Is that so, Jimmy?
That's how it is here, sir.
Oh, Dusty's watch is always 10 minutes behind everybody else's. You'll get used to that.
I don't promise that I will. Major Miller!
Colonel!
They've all got their faults,
Colonel.
Major Miller, it's 7 minutes past 10.
That's quite right, Colonel. It is.
This period finishes at 10 o'clock. I like things to be exact.
Sharp. Exactly.
Now, listen to that, Colonel. You can hear for yourself it's a great band. Listen there now. Not a wrong one anywhere. Clean.
Tell me, are there any regulations as to what should be worn for band practice?
Oh, no. You see, it's the piping that's important.
Right, Major. Right, Major, are there any regulations as to what should be worn for band practice?
That's for dress.
I see. 6, 7, 8 men are improperly dressed, sir.
But this isn't a dress parade, Colonel.
Right, Major, take the name.
Sir!
Colonel, there's a tradition about some of these things.
I'm all in favor of good traditions.
I've always let the pipers wear pretty well what they like at band practice, you see.
Because you've let them wear what they like, Jock, it doesn't become a tradition. Surely it isn't too much to ask that they should all wear the same. Besides, there are regulations about these things. Jimmy, I think we should go and tackle some of that paperwork.
Doc?
Black or white, Charlie?
Khaki, old boy, thank you.
Well, I need it black.
Tired, chum?
Aye. Barrow may only have been here a week, but I feel 10 years older. Hey, do you know what we were doing this morning? Doubling halfway back from the ranges in full marching order.
Yes. He's inspected all companies 3 times in the last 5 days. Makes the time pass, actually.
Oh, it's been a very harassing week. Oh, hello, McKinnon. Getting more like Stanhope by the hour, eh?
What?
Ah, no matter. Well, your man's got off to a flying start.
Oh, that's typical of him. He's beginning where he means to finish.
Well, if he's finishing on 3 inspections a week, I'm going after the commissionaire's job at the Royal Hotel.
You've got to have bright buttons for that job, old boy. You'd fail the audition.
What are we supposed to be hanging around for?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. CEO's informal meeting with all officers after lunch. Not 13:45 hours. Ah, what's he want us for now, anyway? Got better things to do than wait around here.
Please sit down. Is everybody here, Jimmy?
All present, sir.
Major Sinclair?
Yes.
He's not been in, Colonel.
I didn't think the order affected him, sir.
I see. Well, gentlemen, I've had a week to look around, and there are going to be a few changes. I've only got 2 announcements to make this afternoon, one perhaps a little less popular than the other. When I first came to this barracks, the social responsibilities of an officer greatly outweighed his military duties. And this was quite common before the war, but the last thing I want to do is to re-establish that order.
Yeah, yeah.
We are first and foremost soldiers, and the greater part of our energies must naturally be devoted to training. On the other hand, gentlemen, it is important that we play our part in the social life of the locality, and as it is some time since I've been back to Scotland, I'd like to get to know the friends of the battalion again. On Wednesday week, therefore, I have decided that we will have a party. Now, the other point is a minor one, but an important one, I believe. One of the great things about a battalion such as this is that it's had its headquarters in the same place for more than 200 years. Now, for this reason, it's essential that we should maintain certain standards. We have the reputation for being tough men in war. We must also maintain our reputation of being gentlemen in peace.
The pink gin circuit.
None of the old school time.
Please don't talk. In this connection, I'd like to mention the way we dance.
Oh, here we go.
I'm well aware you all know the steps, but some, I think, need reminding that dancing should be considered a social grace rather than a noisy ritual. Therefore, starting tomorrow, each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning, at 07:15 hours, they will be dancing for 3/4 of an hour before breakfast. No one will raise his hands above his head except in a foursome reel. No shouting, no swinging on one arm. The pipe major will take the parade, and you will all report dressed as you are now, but with plimsolls on.
It is a subaltern's turnout, I presume, Colonel.
All officers, Major Scott.
I thought he said his visit the other night was unofficial.
You said something, Mr. Miller.
Sir.
What?
I said I thought you said your presence at the party the other night was unofficial, sir.
It was unofficial. But I warn you, that sort of remark is extremely ill-advised. That's all, gentlemen. Thank you.
What are we, bairns or something? God, man, he's straight out of the front window of sentence.
Get that driver's name, Jimmy. I can hardly read his identity plate for mud. They're very slack in transport.
Colonel.
Yes, Jimmy.
Well,
I'm afraid they're not going to like it. I presume you're not referring to transport.
I think you know fine what I mean.
I wouldn't do it unless I thought it was necessary.
But, Colonel, it's almost an insult. Some of them been dancing for 30 years or more.
Then it's a pity they haven't learned to dance like gentlemen by now. I'm afraid it's an order, Jimmy.
But surely officers are field, right?
I said it was an order. You will not contradict me, do you understand?
Colonel.
Those windows there, are they part of the band block?
Yes, sir.
They're filthy. Mr. Riddick, ask the pipe major to come and see me, please.
Yes, sir. Where is he?
After this parade will do.
Just finishing this parade, sir. Hurry! March! Left back! Stay ahead! Turn back! Left back! Jump behind us! Jump behind you! I don't
Well, I'm glad you can come, Sir David. Now, I'll look forward to it. Goodbye. Terrific response to the invitation, Jimmy. Are they all out now?
Yes, Colonel.
People love invitations by hand. Come in. Must be tea time. Oh, hello, Jock.
Do I intrude?
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was wondering if you wanted me for anything this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. No, I don't think there are any more queries just at present. I'm afraid all this must be a terrible bore for you just now.
Bore? Bore. What have you been up to today?
Oh, this and that, nothing much. Oh, Jimmy and I are just running over some of the fire precautions. I notice on this chart here that there aren't any extinguishers in the Naffy.
There are four there. I mind them fine.
Oh, really? They're not here on the charts.
Oh, maybe no on the chart, but you'll find them here right enough. Is that no right, Jimmy?
Oh, quite right. We've been over and checked.
Aye, they're there right enough.
Oh, what the hell then? I was never good at the paperwork anyway.
I don't enjoy the paperwork much either.
Is that so? I would have thought Whitehall would have given a man a taste for it.
I best go and check on the tea situation.
No, Jimmy, stay with us. Wasn't Whitehall, it was Curzon Street, actually, Jock. Look, thanks for calling in. We mustn't keep you.
This Danson keeper, I just heard about it. You don't expect me to turn up, do you?
All officers, Jock.
It's not on, boy.
I'm not looking forward to 7:15 myself, but I think we'd best all turn up.
Is that an order?
If you like to put it that way.
Look here, boy.
I prefer to be addressed as Colonel, if you don't mind.
Very well, Colonel.
If I may suggest, some other time.
Aye, Colonel, some other time.
Oh, man, is he in a fierce mood?
Yes, well, he'll have to hold his feelings in check. Now, where's our tea?
You, sir? What is that? Commanding officer's tea, sir. What time is it due? 3:40, sir. It is almost 3:45. Where's the chap?
In the office, sir.
It should be on your head, you horrible little amateur soldier, Pemberton.
Yes, sir.
Now, double that tea at the colonel's office. And in future, wear your cap on the barracks bow.
Yes, sir.
Now, move it on. The double. Left right. And get your air cut.
My man, but you are enjoying the new regime, eh?
Time is of the essence, Mr. McLean.
Aye, wait.
Let's keep everyone up the mark.
One man's meat.
A man's windows, Mr. McLean, that apparent slum dwelling which you loosely term a band block, has been spotted. Seer was desperate to see him.
Ah, man, it's but the officers dancing they want in me.
Well, it must march on, then.
I intend to, Mr. Riddick. I intend to. I am, in fact, seriously thinking about asking for a transfer into the Brigade of Guards. Now, if you'll excuse me.
You impudent little man!
Come in. Ah, come in, Pipe Major.
Colonel.
Ah, I see your tea's arrived, sir.
Yes, I'd offer you some, but there's only one cup.
It's a fine day, sir.
Yes.
I've arranged the papers for the morning parade. They're all good, sir. And we'll send along Corporal Fraser. He's, sir, very tactful, you know.
Very good, Pipe Major.
Thank you, sir. It's a while since we had a subaltern's parade of this sort.
It isn't only subalterns, you understand.
Oh, but surely, sir, the senior officer...
The order affects all officers.
All the officers. I see, sir.
And the other thing, Pipe Major, the windows of the band block could do with a wash.
Oh, aye, sir. Oh, well, we'll get that seen to straight away. It's the terrible weather we've been having. Straight away, sir. Thank you very much.
Double off the guard, I'll support the guard fund at the double. Left right, those back in. Up, that's it. Ah, Angus. Mr. Riddick. Fancy a cup of tea, or did you get one from the colonel?
That's very kind of you, Mr. Riddick. Where shall we partake of this tea?
In my office. Before breakfast, I hear. The dancing lessons.
Aye, but it's all officers, so he says. They won't like it.
They make a lump it.
Hold
on! The milk's there. Ah. I've seen a change of commanding officer before today. There's always trouble. But this one will be better, I tell you. Better by far.
That's your opinion.
It is. And I shall tell you why.
You will, but I don't think I shall be agreeing.
Right. I will. Because he's a gentleman, that's why.
That is your opinion.
That's the truth of it. Because he's a gentleman.
You're a terrible snob. That's what you are, Mr. Riddick. Always the same with you people from the Brigade of Guards. Such terrible snobs. Wicked.
Mr. McLean, I know what I'm saying.
Rankers may make quartermasters, but believe me, sir, they don't make commanding officers.
Now that is lies. Jock was one of the finest commanders in action we've ever had. Possibly the greatest.
That's quite different. This is peacetime soldiering.
You'd better go back to your grenadiers.
Brigade!
Or whatever it was.
Are you attempting to insult my late regiment? Tell me that, Mr. McLean.
No, I am not.
If you want to insult my late regiment, then worm me in the gymnasium.
The eternal Peter Pan. That's what we should call you, Mr. Riddick. Man, you're far too old for the gym. Go to your quarters quickly now and watch your television. Andy Pandy and Murph and the Mule are on at 5 o'clock.
By God, you impudent man! I'll put you in close arrest, you hear me? Don't you dare walk away when I'm talking to you!
Evening, Colonel. Evening, Arnold. Do you not wish you were a stage door keeper in the West End?
In her dressing room, Colonel.
Thank you, Donald.
Come in.
Shall I throw my bonnet in first?
Hello, stranger.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, have you been drinking for long?
Oh, you're bloody rude, that's what you are. And by your makeup, I'd say she was a hard old bitch, this Lady Bracknell.
Surprised to see me?
Yes, surprised. I hear you've got a new colonel up the road.
No, he's a stupid wee man. He doesn't use his head at all. Making us all take dancing lessons. Me, too.
Oh, no. You doing dancing practice.
All right. Laugh if you like, you bism. He's asking for trouble. That's what he's doing. And he was rude to me today. Oh, you're getting me all worked up. I'm sweating.
Now, that's the whiskey and the snow getting to you.
Ah, well, the wee man's giving a cocktail party for all the swells Wednesday week. You'll come to that, can you?
Is that an invitation?
Yes, a command. Oh, hold my hand, Mary. That's been a long time. Could we no lock the door?
No, we could not.
Oh, Mary.
15 minutes, please. 15 minutes, please.
Now, away you go and take a long walk, or I'll be sacked.
Well. Bye, Mary.
Goodbye, Jock. Mind you learn your dancing, right?
You're my bloody cherry cake.
Now, gentlemen, we are practicing the eat some reel. Remember now, as you move into it, first without the pipes.
Come on, McLean.
First gentleman in, pass me, join hands. Go! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and back. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, no, Mr. Miller. That was a dance in the middle. The hands on the sporrans, please, not in the
air. Oh, but surely, play major, that's a question of personal style. I put my hands up ever since I learned to dance, real.
I follow Mr. Miller, but it's just these points of personal style that we wish to make consistent.
You know, Mr. McLean, I'm damn sure the hand should be above the head in the eightsome.
It is known, Colonel Sinclair, but before the war at the grand dances and balls, you know, most of the gentlemen did not raise their hand.
I'm no familiar with a gentleman's balls.
Come along, Pipe Major.
Well, I still think Major Miller's right.
Come along. It's far too cold to argue now.
Right.
So, gentlemen, as
right to keep my hands up or down or what?
Of course you are, lady. Isn't he, Mr. McLean?
Major Sinclair, kindly don't interrupt the Pipe Major. He's in charge of this parade, and we will all follow his instructions.
Very well, Colonel.
Carry on, Mr. McLean.
From the beginning, gentlemen, with the pipes. Go! I think, gentlemen.
Dusty, you're slip-sharing, old man.
Oh, man!
Don't look now, chum, but your left pajama trouser leg has fallen down from under your kilt.
Oh, God!
That's it!
Well, I'm certainly glad I came. It looks so lovely.
Yes, it is charming.
Here, stop cutting in with my girls, Charlie's got. Waiter, give us a few more of those cocktails. Here, another one.
Well, just one.
Oh, the hell with it. Major Scott will have another few.
Thank you. Good champagne, actually.
Aye, toss my penny or two. Good evening. That's the bastard that owns the hotel on the Stirling Road.
Oh, I think it's lovely in here. Where do the dancers come from?
Oh, local dancing academy. Good, aren't they?
These damn cocktails are gone in a second. I'm no too fond of the shape of the glasses either. Good evening. Chinless bastard.
Your new colonel seems popular with the ladies round here. He's surrounded by them.
The same lot that made a fuss of me in 48, but I couldn't cope. Waiter, let's have another couple of those things.
Sir?
I was bloody rude to them.
Yeah, I can imagine. Look, I really must go now, Jock.
Oh, you've time for a wee reel, Mary. Just one, eh?
No, really. The show starts in an hour.
Well, I must chip away, actually, old things. Mingle.
We'll go round the bars like I said, eh?
Jock, you'll be too full by then.
Is it a date, Mary, is it?
Anyone for a 16-some job?
I must go.
Aye, Dusty. Get the ball ready.
All right, you are.
I'll see you to the door, Mary.
Honestly, Jock, don't bother to see me the whole way.
I'll be seeing you later, won't you?
Hey, Dad.
Morag, my baby. I'll be right with you.
Good evening, Mr. Titterington.
Good evening. I must rush. The curtain goes up and all that.
I'm coming to see the play next week.
Oh, I hope you enjoy it. Well, good night.
You're right back, Morag. Get me one of those stinky drink things. It's a date, isn't it, Mary, eh? After.
Oh, Jock. Look, give me a ring sometime. Hey, I'll see you, love.
I'm coming. Well, we're all set. Listen to a real piper. Jock will come for the real. Waiter, let's have one last round before the 16 jumps. Hello, Jimmy.
Steady, lad. Just keep it steady. The heels are just through there.
Aye. Not too far from the gentry, eh?
You must join us sometime, Colonel Barrow, when the duck are in.
I'd love to.
Well, when's a good time for you? Well, Colonel Barrow.
I do beg your pardon, sir. I still love you. Oh, yes, the duck. I'd love to.
Well, when?
Thank you. I'll need a few more weeks, and then I'll give you a ring.
Oh, friendly.
Oh, Sir Alistair, would you introduce me to Colonel Barrow? It's so difficult for a widow to introduce herself without appearing pushy.
Colonel Barrow, this is Mrs. Susan Howard.
How do you do?
Oh, it's so nice to be invited back inside the castle. It takes me back to... Well, my husband was with the regiment. But I was just saying to my sister Jill, that's her over there, slightly heavier than me. Well, we must find you a girlfriend to keep you company in the hall this evening.
I thought so. But actually, my adjutant could have helped me out.
Oh, no, we've lots of presentable girls up here, you know. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yes, we'll find a way for you, yes.
Thank you, but I've had one already. Please forgive me, I must break the neck. Jimmy?
Oh, well. Already? Come on.
What do you think, Sir Alistair?
Well, vast improvement on the last barbarian.
Jimmy? Colonel? What's all that noise? What's going on out there?
Oh, it's just a high spirits, Colonel. Just a handful of them. They've had a bit to drink.
Is Sinclair with them?
Aye, but they're quieting down, Colonel.
Yes, they damn well will.
Now, let it be, sir.
I will not tolerate this sort of behavior. I made it perfectly clear.
Colonel, look, sir, I agree, but do not know.
I guess don't think of mine, sir.
It's rank disobedience, and I won't let it pass.
We could have it out in the morning.
Don't argue with me.
Stop it! Stop it! Tinker, stop that dancing! Do you hear me?
These are not wrong, sir!
Stop, IT! Pipers! Pipers, stop! Tinker!
You called me, Colonel?
I did. I've never seen such an exhibition.
I'll see you tomorrow. Piper's full out.
He's gone, my babies. He's cracking.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party's over. It's getting late. I'm sorry it's been like this, and I apologize to all my guests.
Donald.
Let me get out.
I'm coming with you.
Hell, Dusty. Drama at Campbell Bath.
Ah.
What'll I tell him in the morning, eh? What'll I tell him, Charlie?
You're never, old boy. Pretty bad form, chum.
Bad form, chum. Old boy.
Disgraceful.
Oh, I see you, old boys. Are you trying to tell Jock here to behave? You didn't say much in North Africa, Charlie Scott. Don't ever try and tell Jock how to behave.
Driver, give me the keys to that jeep.
They're in it, Colonel.
Fine.
Colonel! Barlow!
Do you mind if I come for the ride?
You'll have to hang on.
My, but he's in a hurry.
What's happened there, Corporal Fraser?
Oh, the party came to a surprise end, that's all.
Ian.
Morak.
Here. Step in here, behind the tree.
Oh, I wish I could kiss you, but I feel as if I'm in catch-up here. Oh, I've got to tell him. I've got to. Oh,
maybe you're right. After the night, I don't think I care anymore.
Oh.
Ian, I'm so ashamed.
We can't talk here. Look, you go down to the bridge. We can talk about it in the hotel there.
I'll have to put Father's supper in the oven first.
You go now. I'll catch up.
Childish of me, Jimmy. Driving at that speed?
Fast driving is one way to get things out of your system, sir.
Childish.
Oh, people always do silly things at mess parties. It's part of the tradition.
I remember someone
not
once...
the colonel, Jimmy.
To the bridge hotel. Look out to your theater, man, in case somebody steals it.
Wait a minute, you're a sure you are. So the band still goes to the bridge until, eh?
Huh?
Ah, it's a long tradition, that one. I'll wait myself as a paper. Come on in. I'll give you all a drum, lad.
No, sir.
That's what I'm seeing.
But it's late.
Well,
it's too late,
right enough. Oh, away, away. I'm a bona fide traveler, so I am. Come on.
The landlord's a tricky man, sir. He won't let
Oh, don't worry about the landlord, lad. Come on in, all of you.
It's not a landlord, don't worry about it. Ian Fraser's in the back bar with Morrig Sinclair. Stop him, for God's sake, Sergeant.
Get in here. What planet is this we're after? Hound pipers to have a draw, eh? Now, here we are. I'll fill this in and we'll have a draw.
Oh, God. This is going to be like a hand grenade, Gunnar. Oh, Christ, here comes Shylock.
Ah, good evening, landlord.
You're travelling, are you, Colonel Sinclair?
I am. I've put it all in the book. See?
Is this right? You come from London?
No, from Wick.
You're mean a colonel.
It says so there, doesn't it?
I'm only minding the law.
Oh, let the bobbies mind the law, landlord.
It's no right you should come in if you're not bona fide.
Oh, man, all the law says is that the book must be signed. It is, right?
Aye, but colonel, there's still a question.
There is no question. I've signed the bloody thing, haven't I?
Aye, you have that.
Okay, well, get out of my way then, so as I can give you some money. Come on, lads. It's no every night I get my purse.
Hey, Major! Jock's coming in. Where's Corporal Fraser and Mora?
Over there.
Come on. 67 large drams for 7 cold soldiers.
Father, what can we do?
Don't get fussed.
Evening, Pipey. Have a dram. What the hell? Morag. What's she doing?
Now, hold on, Jock.
Hold on to what? Corporal Fraser! The bastard!
Colonel, I'm glad you're here. I want to explain.
You bastard! You bastard!
Oh,
Should I call the police?
Oh, no, Mr. Robinson will soon be gone.
Aye, but there's damage.
Aye, plenty. We'll pay for the ones you can see. Now leave us for a minute.
All right, Benjamin. It's just the law, you see.
Oh, wait, man. This is under military law. We'll pay for the mess. Now, come on, Colonel Sinclair. Come, you move away over here.
Yes. You know, you're right.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing.
Aye, you'll be needing a big steak for that, aye.
What did you see, eh? What did you see?
Nothing sensible, Colonel. She was upset.
An animal, she said. A beast.
She's very upset. But the sergeant's with her now, and I see she's looked after.
And I thought my luck was coming in. There were others, weren't there, Angus? Witnesses.
Aye. A few, maybe.
Enough, eh?
Have a cigarette, Colonel.
Oh, it's a terrible thing.
Can I understand it? A man of your experience to do such a thing, such a stupid thing.
What do you think made me do it?
Well, you didn't know about the young man.
No, of course.
She didn't tell.
No, a father's always the last to know.
Well, it was for shock, just that.
Shock. He was in uniform, too.
I know he's only a corporal, sir, but he's no fly by night as Ian Fraser. His father's a farmer up by Inverness.
Do you really think that? Oh, man, for Christ's sake, I'd expect Lieutenant McKinnon to be talking like that in 5 years' time, but not you. No wonder Jock was so upset when he saw his lassie with a horn-nailed corporal fighting.
No, I didn't mean it that
way. Ah, to hell with it. I've been most things, Mr. McLean, but I have never been a snob. Well, you'll be putting in a report, Pipe Major.
Colonel Sinclair, I...
Oh, never mind, never mind. The war's won. The laddie was in uniform. But he wasn't wearing his bonnet.
If it were only Corporal Fraser and myself, there'd be no need. But you must see. There were others there. The landlord and the pipers. I cannot ignore it.
It'll go to court-martial, of course.
Oh, no, sir. The colonel could deal with it.
Aye, the colonel could deal with it, but no the wee man. Barrow will put it to brigade, and the champagne will be flowing for a week. Brigade will want a court-martial, and that'll be the finish. Man, this battalion belongs to me. Without it, I'm nothing. You know that?
I know that. Colonel Sinclair, you're making it awful hard for me. No one could be more sorry than myself.
Oh, to hell with every bloody thing. Here, here's the money for the glasses. Including this one.
Chalk, what's wrong?
Thank you, Miria. I've done a stupid thing. Can I come in?
Well, Jock, love, I don't want you at this hour. What is it you've done?
I've bashed a corporal in a pub.
What?
And the lad was in uniform.
Chalk, that's serious.
It's suicidal. Oh,
come on in. As a matter of fact, I've got company.
Oh? Who?
It's all right. It's a friend.
Evening, old boy. Charlie Scott, what the hell are you doing here?
Visiting, old boy, just visiting. Take a pew.
With you two all cozily tucked up in here, hell, I'm no as sorry for myself as all that. I'm only sorry I intruded. I'll away to my own villa. At least I'm sure of that myself.
Now, look, old boy.
Oh, Jock, don't judge everybody by yourself. Charlie, Jock's bashed a corporal.
Not wise, old boy.
Aye, and maybe you'll become a social climber and bash a major any minute. Oh, you're a smooth-faced old stoat, Charlie Scott. A sly sneak.
Jock!
Oh, dinna fuss. I'll no kick him out. I'd do the same myself, given half a chance.
Will you stop jumping to conclusions, Jock? Charlie, what can we do about this? Jock hit him in a pub.
Oh, plead insanity, chummer.
Oh, he'll do nothing about it. Jock can see the scorn. Jock's away out of here.
Charlie, help him.
Good night, Jock.
Off to hell with civilities, old boy, old boy, old boy.
Well, you were a lot of help.
What did you bring him in for?
He looked so sad.
Oh, Mary, that's Jock. Don't be fooled.
I might want to be fooled, but I wasn't then. Whatever anyone says, he's a good man.
Oh, let's not go on about it, old girl.
Look, I'll say what I want. His face at the party was bad enough, but this... Oh, you're mean, Charlie Scott, that's what you are.
No, I'm not. Just resigned, that's all. Facing up to facts, changes, reality. My dear girl, I know more of Jock than you do. We went through a war together, and I've been with him ever since. Seeing him the way he's got.
Yes, egging him on, maybe.
He was a good action commander, a good soldier. But he's not God, you know. Oh, come on, old girl. What about another drink?
Yes, let's have another drink.
Oh, the cat's among the pigeons this morning, McKinnon, my boy, and no mistake. There's Charlie going across to Barrow's office now.
The pipe major was with the colonel an hour ago.
Aye. The fox is in the chicken coop.
Will there be an inquiry, do you think?
Bound to be. Thou shalt not bash a corporal, so saith the training manual, who got it from St. Paul.
Ah, Scott.
Colonel.
You heard what happened last night?
Jimmy here has already expressed his views.
You do realize that if I send it to brigade, there will be a good chance of court-martial.
Racing certainty, I'd say.
Yes. Well, that sort of thing doesn't do the battalion's name any good.
Special case, Jimmy.
Oh, God, man, I know. But Jock got us back home alive. Look, if Corporal Fraser had put in a complaint, well, there'd be nothing we could do. But he hasn't. And I don't think he will. Surely, if the colonel had a word with him, and maybe with the corporal, too.
Do you see?
I'm afraid I can't agree, old man.
Oh, but, Charlie, I can't believe you're saying this, for God's sake.
Well, of course, it is the colonel's decision. That's how I feel.
Thank you, Major Scott.
Of course, it won't make you very popular, I'm afraid, sir.
That's the fate of a commanding officer. I'm very grateful to you, Scott, both for your strength and honesty.
Carol.
Tell the regimental sergeant major I've made up my mind and make the necessary arrangements to collect all the evidence. There will be a court of inquiry, and the papers will be passed up to brigade.
Colonel,
I told you a decision has been made.
Colonel.
Charlie!
Old boy, another message from our colonel.
We can't let it go like this, Charlie. We just can't. You know, he saved our lives.
Oh, chum, we've been building up to this for some time. It isn't nice, but it's one of those things. Oh, Jock's off his rocker, he says.
Don't you see? It'll finish him.
That is a pity. But don't take it too hard, chum.
Of course I take it hard. Didn't he teach me all the soldiering?
I know all that. The old boy's a warrior and all that, but it's peacetime. We've got to have a proper commanding officer again, don't you think? I mean, look at this place. It needs a spot of discipline.
But it's Jock, Charlie.
Don't let it give you ulcers, old boy. They'll do the same to you and me one day. From commanding 1,000 soldiers to deck chair attendants at Bognor Regis, and all by one piece of brigade writing paper. You must bash on. I need the money. I'm late for inspection. Excuse me, old boy.
But Charlie, it's Jock!
Jock? Jock, are you there?
Mary. What the hell are you doing here?
And what the hell are you doing there? All hunched up in your greatcoat like a cruel sparrow.
Me? I'm just cleaning my teeth.
In your greatcoat, unshaven, at 12 in the morning? Mind you, you've got your socks on. That's tradition, is it?
Oh, come on in.
Excuse the wee miss.
What have you been up to, laddie?
Oh, nothing. Just walking. Walking about the town, remembering and forgetting. And walking. I'd offer you some coffee if I knew where it was.
Never mind.
A morag must hide it, I think. But more, I... She's gone, you know, is it? Gone to stay with her friend. She left me a note somewhere. Poor wee lassie, it's all my fault.
Oh, Jock.
Oh, I'm acting like a bairn.
I told Charlie I'd never see him again.
You know? Oh, Mary, your life...
He'd no right to do that. Barrow would never have dared move without him.
Mary, Barrow, move forward. What are you trying to tell me?
Well, you haven't heard. Charlie hasn't rung you.
No. No reason, nothing. Tell me more.
Barrow had Charlie in this morning. He asked him what he thought. There's going to be an inquiry.
Well, that's it. That's the finish.
Now, you always said that when something finishes, another one begins.
I said Charlie would never say anything out of spite. Maybe Charlie was called in. Aye, and maybe he was told the facts and saw it in his duty. He's a good officer, is Charlie. If he had to do this to me, then he had to do this to me, but not willingly, not Charlie.
Look, I didn't come here to cause trouble. Well, you know that.
I don't know anything. You don't know anything about me, nothing at all. Oh, Christ, Mary. Don't cry. I'm sorry, really, Anne. Look at me.
It's no business of mine anyway.
Aye, it is. And I didn't mean to get angry, but you're wrong about Charlie. He wouldn't do what you think he's done. Oh, lassie, whoever it is, Christ, you can't have officers bashing corporals in a public bar. I know that fine. I'd have done the same thing myself.
Not in a million years, Jock. That's why you're so special. Oh, Jock. You're always going on about your soldiers, your babies. But you expect too much of them. You expect them all to live up to you. But they can't. You're too good for them.
Aye, I was a soldier once. But I'm finished. Bashed. Just look at me now.
Looks can be deceiving. You're still Jock. Remember what they used to say about you? Never beaten? Never too tired to go on? There was a word for it once.
Resilience.
Yes, resilience.
Resilience, eh? You're right, Mary. We'll show them.
Shall I run you a hot bath?
Aye, hot, ruddy hot. My God, even if we're dead, we're not going to lie down.
Well, we're the cleanest band in the British Army Corps.
Aye, maybe. You get up that ladder and clean those windows.
Aye, right. That's a real sign that you've got there, Corporal.
The windows, Piper, the windows.
Aye, the windows, yes. Hey! There's a friend of yours marching out here. Put him well stuck up behind him. Oh, lift your right, my lift your right. Bag the twig.
Who is it? The RSM?
No, it's Joke Sinclair. Or is he no longer a friend of yours, Corporal?
Get at those windows, Piper, or you'll no be anywhere to have any friends.
Might hurt my hand through all this physical stuff. I should have taken up the violin, not the bagpipes. There's no all this bull in the Royal Philharmonic, I am telling you.
Good God, Charlie. Look what's headed our way. It's Jock.
Yes.
It's Jock. He's coming in.
The Jock here, you say, Dusty?
Aye, Jimmy. Oh, man, look at him swinging those arms, eh, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Ah, well, that's a fine, cheerful greeting. Dusty, would you be so kind as to push that tit on the wall there and we'll see if I can get myself a drink?
Certainly, Jock, certainly.
Good day, Charlie.
Old boy.
Shift yourself a wee. I have an inclination to warm my celebrated bum by the fire.
Shut it, chum.
Charlie.
Old boy?
You didn't try to phone me this morning, I suppose.
Me, old boy? No.
Ah, a waiter.
Morning, sir.
Morning. Feeling the heat, boy?
It's cold, sir.
No wonder it's cold, lad. You're naked. Do your collar buttons up.
Sir.
And now you can bring me one hell of a whiskey.
Straight away, sir.
Steady, laddie, steady. You're maybe doing yourself out of business. What are you drinking, Charlie?
Well, actually, I've just had lunch.
What are you drinking, eh? I'm asking you something that's a question of fact. Not just a rumor. Of which there are many at present. What's that in your hand?
Brandy.
And one hell of a brandy, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Jock, man, I've got to speak to you.
Uh-huh. What is it, Jimmy?
Not here.
The shop?
Yes,
sir. Is it shop, I'm asking you?
Aye, it is.
Then not now, laddie. No shop in the mess. Well, well, gentlemen, and what's the news today? Is there no news? Surely some bit of gossip, eh? McKinnon.
Sir?
Wrong, laddie. Just J-O-C-K.
It snowed. Jock?
Oh, laddie. +10 for observation.
Look, Jock, I must have a word with you. It's dead important.
Jimmy, lad, nothing's that important. Nothing at all.
What Jimmy's got to say might be important, old boy. Really might.
God knows what you all think I am. You must think I'm deaf and dumb and ruddy blind. And that I rely entirely on the officer's mess for all my information. Do you really suppose I was made colonel just by being able to play the bagpipes? Ah. The drinks. Thank you, waiter.
Sir?
Oh, Christ, here's Barabona.
Ah, good morning, Colonel. Won't you join us in a drink?
No, thank you. Thank you, but I've just had lunch.
Well, a brandy, perhaps.
No, I'm going shooting this afternoon. I won't, if you don't mind. Waiter, I'd like a black coffee.
Sir?
I'm making some ducks scream, eh? Well, Jock will get himself some lunch. Who'll keep him company? Jimmy?
I'm sorry, Jock. I've got a parade in 5 minutes.
Must I eat alone, then?
Yeah, I'll keep you company, Jock.
Oh, me too, if that's all right.
I'm with you, Jock.
Oh, my babies. Thank you.
Come on, too, Jock.
Yeah.
Well, I must be away. Good shooting, Colonel.
Thank you.
And I must be off to the parade, Colonel. See you later.
Very well, Jimmy.
Wish I could your coffee, sir.
What?
Your coffee, sir. Well, they're enjoying themselves in there, sir.
I don't think I'll have the coffee, waiter, thank you.
Sir?
We can't just hang about outside his office like this.
He's away off out today. Now, we must see the Colonel this afternoon.
And for the last time, Mr. McLean, I tell you it is not for us to interfere.
And I tell you, Mr. Riddick, as senior warrant officer, it is your duty to express the opinion of every non-commissioned officer in this battalion. That's him now.
Well, I'll not do it, Mr. McLean.
Then I will, Mr. Riddick.
You're doing no such thing, you impudent man.
That's the double, Mr. Riddick. March on in.
Come in. Permission to speak, sir, please.
Yes, Mr. Riddick, what is it?
Sir, I've been having talking with the Prime Minister, sir, and I believe he's had a word with the adjutant, sir.
Well, go on.
Perhaps we are being a little hasty with this inquiry, sir.
What did you say?
Sir, wouldn't express an opinion of this sort unless it was the opinion of all the non-commissioned officers, sir. It does seem that as how they feel such an inquiry would...
Mr. Riddick, I thought I gave an order that evidence should be collected.
Sir, I understood the order, sir.
Then obey it.
Sir, you consider it my duty to raise it, sir.
Very well, you raised it. Now get on with it.
Sir.
Yes?
Please, sir, do you wish a donut with your tea?
A what?
A donut, sir. Some of the lads have a donut with their afternoon tea on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
They are 3 pence each, sir, but they are very good. I could arrange it, sir. Colonel Sinclair always...
Not for me.
I strongly recommend them, sir.
No, thank you.
Very good, sir. I just thought I would ask you, sir. Colonel Sinclair always used to like one with his tea every day.
If I catch you mucking about with those drums just once more... Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. It's just that I thought...
You thought I was Piper Adam. And if you catch me mucking about with these drums just once more, and for the high jump, eh?
Yes, sir.
In that case, stand easy. How's the eye, Corporal?
Oh, it's fine, sir. It's nothing.
Corporal Freed's all right. I wanted you to accept my apology. It was a terrible thing to do. I didn't know what I was doing.
Sir, I should have told you before, sir.
Morag. Is Morag all right?
Oh, yes, sir. She's staying with my people. They live up by Forest there.
Uh-huh.
Sir, we're getting married tomorrow. Morag and me. I've got a special license, and Mr. McLean got me a pass from Major Dusty.
Oh, I didn't realize it had been busy, Corporal. I came to talk about the piping at the next practice.
I thought you were away at the shooting, Colonel.
No, I decided not to go till later.
According to the adjutant, we have a date for 5:30 in your office, Colonel. Is that not so?
Oh, that can wait.
Just as you see, Colonel.
I must just go across to the other side of the block. Excuse me.
No baddie. For a beginner, eh?
This is quite unofficial, you understand, Jock. I don't know how much the others have told you, and I don't know how much you've heard, but I like having things out in the open, you understand?
If you're trying to bewilder me, Colonel, then you're succeeding.
I haven't come here to bewilder you. Please let me say what I have to say. It isn't easy for me, you know.
Oh, for God's sake, man. What do you think this is for me, a bloody picnic?
No, I don't think that. I think it's very serious for you, and I'm very sorry for what I've had to do.
No, for Pete's
sake. No, I am sorry, Sinclair.
All right, you're sorry. Good for you. I don't know what you've done yet, anyway.
The Regimental Sergeant Major, Mr. Riddick, he's collecting formal evidence with a view to court-martial.
Mr. Riddick will be a happy man. For him, this will be like dying and going to heaven.
He's not a friend of yours.
You know, it's really amazing how much you've learned so quickly and how much you've missed.
Well, I'm afraid the circumstances allowed me no choice.
What do you mean, no choice? You could deal with it yourself, couldn't you, if you really wanted to?
You know I couldn't.
You're the colonel.
That's exactly what I mean.
Off to hell, you batter boy. Are you a man or a book? You'll be away up to brigade yourself in a year or two. What does commanding this battalion mean to you? Nothing.
What do you really think that? And you said a minute ago that I was the only one who wasn't being observant. Isn't it every soldier's dream to command his battalion? And when I look at them from here, through the window... They look like toys marching past. And that's where it begins, I suppose. Every soldier's dream. As a child, he's fought and toy soldiers.
You're a bloody queer one.
Yes. I suppose I am. But I've always wanted to be with the battalion, and yet somehow I've always been sent elsewhere. Perhaps you'll be surprised to hear that I'm writing a history of this battalion right now, and that's why I've got such an admiration for you. I know the desert campaign as if I'd been there myself. Tobruk, Benghazi, Alamein. At night you took over in the light of the flares. Over 500 were killed and wounded that night. 542, officers and men to be precise. And the wounded stuck their rifles and bayonets in the ground. Mark where they lay. Am I right?
Aye, your facts are right.
You see, and... You were there. You brought in the carriers. How was it one of the reports put it?
Like a bobby.
At a tattoo?
Yes. Yes, that was it, like a bobby at a tattoo.
Oh, that's just the way the pipe major put it. And he was busy doing the things a good piper should mind.
What was that?
He went on playing the pipes even after he got hit in both legs. Aye, we were nearly finished. The guns roaring, the dust, the smoke, the screaming. Then a wee lull, and the pipes began again. And they cheered. Man, how they cheered. Can you hear them, Colonel? Can you?
I've never actually been in a battle.
But you can fancy it, eh? A pitiful handful, surging forward to the tunes of glory.
The white sand, blue sky, forest, the rifle butt.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Yes, what is it?
It is about the question of dress, Colonel, at the piping rehearsal.
Dress?
Yes. Tam O'Shanter, sir. But the Sergeant Piper's reminding me that in the 2nd Battalion they always wore the Glengarry, even before the war. It is a question of tradition, sir, and the lads feel rather strongly.
Mr. McLean, what were the Colonel's orders?
Tam O'Shanter, sir.
Then there's no more to be said, is there?
Sir,
is there?
No, sir.
Colonel, talking as we were just now about the battalion and all, you know, a court-martial will mean the newspapers and all that. I can see the headlines now. Ex-Colonel strikes corporal. Is it not best to maybe keep it in the family? After all, we'd be a team, Colonel, you and me. We'd work fine together. I'd back you up.
All right.
You mean you won't press the charges any further?
That's what I seem to have said.
You won't regret it, Colonel. I can promise you that.
I only hope you're right.
Toy soldiers. Oh, and the tunes of glory. Who said Jock couldn't tell a tale?
And how was the shooting, Colonel?
Oh, very good. Very good, thank you, Jimmy.
Waiter! Where the hell have they all got you? Waiter! Waiter!
Sir?
Bring me another whiskey, laddie, and there'll be another round of me.
You know, Colonel, I wish I was good with a gun. I'm all right with a rifle, but when it comes to the shooting...
Come on, that jog! Give us a song!
A garden for me! A garden for me!
Dusty, I'd rather sing it myself than listen to Dusty. A garden for me! A garden for me! If you
excuse me, Jimmy, I have some things to do. Good night, girl.
A sheep on the law!
Hello, Scott. Not taking part in the celebrations, eh?
Celebrations, Colonel? I didn't know there was anything to celebrate.
You think I've made the wrong decision, don't you?
It's not for a company, Commander, to judge. Theirs is not to reason why, as they say.
There's a world of difference between strength and obstinacy. I didn't want to take the action just for the sake of showing that it was within my power to do so. In a way, commanding a battalion, it's a question of compromise, keeping a team together.
Oh, absolutely, sir. It sounds as though it's a popular idea anyway, Colonel.
Do you think I made it for my popularity? Do you really think that is why I made this decision, Scott?
My dear Colonel, we didn't know you'd made any decision.
But you must have heard that the matter is not to go to brigade.
Ah. Oh, yes. Yes, we heard that.
Well?
Well, we all thought that that was Jock's decision. Why, my dear fellow, we didn't realize you were even there.
For God's sake! Could anybody understand? I can't go on forever without having any support. Couldn't you have made some allowance?
You really mustn't get so upset. Now look, Colonel. Jock's in a sweat of loyal affection through there now. Why don't you go back in there and join the rest of his cronies? He'll give you a great welcome, I'm sure. Good night, Colonel.
Hey, Colonel's not here,
Jock.
Oh, try the billiard room, then.
Have you seen Bono, Charlie?
Hell, there's the devil in you there.
Ah, Charlie. Scott, what the hell are you sitting in here for on your own, eh? Are you low, Charlie Scott?
Bright as a button, old boy.
Oh, not low. Tonight, Charlie.
Now, wait a minute. Charlie Scott, you interest me. Have you been having words with him that we've lost, my colonel, my benefactor? Have you, Charlie Scott?
I have, old boy.
And what did you talk about, eh?
He talked about compromise, not prejudicing discipline, old boy.
And you, Charlie Scott, you disapproved, eh?
Oh, I didn't twig, old boy. Two big words to me, you know.
Try it yourself. I think Major Scott would like this to go to brigade, wouldn't you, Charlie?
Well, his reasons for changing his mind seemed hard to follow.
But you think I still ought to be court-martialed?
Of course not, old boy.
Steady, Weast. Oh, you're a cool one, Charlie Scott. That's a fact. What else did the wee man see?
Oh, something about not being able to go on without support. He seemed to think we should make allowances.
What did he mean by that?
Oh, search me, old boy. He didn't say any more. Just walked out.
What? For God's sake, what? Was he shaking?
Oh, he seemed quite calm. Calmer than last night, if we can believe Jimmy.
What was he saying last night, Jimmy?
Oh, about prison camp. How he used to wish he could die, and how he wasn't sure sometimes that he hadn't. His wife thought he'd gone round the bend and left him. He said he'd been lonely ever since.
His wife? He never told me he was married.
Maybe you never asked him, Jock.
We've got to find him. The wee man's gone out, and you give me a sinking feeling, Charlie.
Oh, come on, John. Not so much.
Wait here, all of you. Who is the orderly officer?
Sir?
Well, McKinnon, go to Colonel Barrow's room and come back and report to me.
Sir?
Yeah. Now, the rest of you stay here. Stay here.
Dead, sir. The colonel shot himself in the mouth.
Oh, dearie. Dearie me. Dearie me.
God have mercy upon his soul. And on yours, Jock Sinclair.
Oh, Christ.
And on mine.
This is a hell of a performance, Angus.
Well, here comes Jock and Jimmy, so we'll soon have the picture.
Gentlemen.
Morozov, gentlemen. Sit down, please. Colonel Barrow was found dead on the evening of February the 24th. And on February the 26th, was adjudged as having committed suicide while the balance of his mind was disturbed. Inquiries were made of his wife, and it was her wish that the funeral arrangements should be made and executed by the officer now commanding the battalion. The colonel's remains are at present in the CRS attached to these barracks. A site for the grave has been found in this cemetery. Here on the map. The battalion will bury the colonel. Pipes and drums and all companies, full strength, except for the guards and the pickets of the day who will parade. The colonel will be accorded the full honors of the martial funeral. Mr. Riddick will consider the marching off in detail with several company sergeant majors, and there will be a rehearsal parade tomorrow at 10:00 hours.
Permission to interrupt, sir.
Granted.
1,000 hours is battalion orders, sir.
There will be no battalion orders tomorrow.
Begging your pardon, sir. There are several men under arrest.
Don't answer me back, Mr. Riddick!
Not now. Not in the future. Not ever, sir. The carrying party itself will be comprised of the 8 senior sergeants acting as bearers, and a full platoon of men drawn from all companies pull a gun carriage.
Good grief. It's gone round the bend, Jimmy.
The battalion will form in line and move off at a slow march.
Shock, old boy, this is a full military.
Don't interrupt. Nobody must interrupt. Now, the music. There will be no music when we parade.
But, Jock, will brigade ever stand for this?
Damn brigade, we'll bury our colonel the way we see fit. Now, we'll come through the gates, here. No pipes, just the drums. The whole battalion of us at a slow march. Just the 4 kettle drums rapping, beating, with a die, did he die, did he die.
Dusty, we're going to have to get him out of here.
And all along the city road here, we'll no have the drums even. Just a long column winding all the way. Just the noise of the marching, and the rattle of the straps and bayonets. Just the crunch of the wheels of the gun carriage bumping along the cobbles there.
It's not going to be easy, Jimmy.
And to the grave with the tune that has carried all our colonels there. The flowers of the forest. See, Bonnie was there blooming. No scent, the air perfuming. But now they are withered and weeded a wall.
Pike Pidger, I think we'll be needing your help.
June,
I think so too.
Only at partings. And it'll snow again. Those are the snow clouds there. But the snow will not break until the end of the day.
Come on, Jimmy, let's get him out of here.
And then we'll have the tunes of glory. The death, they say, is the victory. The death, they say, is the great triumph. So we'll have them all to remember them more clearly. And the people will be watching. Mr. Riddick?
Colonel.
The marching must be perfect, you hear me? Perfect. And when you and I are long forgot, they will say you should have heard them playing. You should have seen them marching then.
Come on, Jock. Let's go outside.
Oh, Jimmy, laddie. Oh, Dusty. Oh, my babies. My babies.
Come on, Jock. Let's get some fresh air.
Oh, my babies. Take me home.
Gordon Jackson played Jock and John Stride, Colonel Barrow, in Tunes of Glory by James Kennaway, adapted by B.C. Cummins. Pipe Major McLean, Fulton Mackay, Charlie Scott, John Rye, R.S.M. Riddick, David Lodge, and Jimmy Cairns, John Rowe. Morag Sinclair, Alison Gollings, Dusty Miller, Henry Stamper, Corporal Fraser, John Sampson, Mary Titterington, Norma Ronald, McKinnon, Christopher Bidmead, Piper Adam, Fraser Carr, Sir Alistair, Hector Ross, the waiter and the landlord, Nigel Lambert, the guard sergeant and Donald, Michael Shannon, and the lance corporal, Michael Deacon. The pipe majors were Willie Cochran and Bob Murphy, and the production was by Jerry Jones.
Tunes of Glory was first broadcast in 1976.